Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, emails plus shop and art class and ashtrays. It's coming up in just a second.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. She says she doesn't have a job, but she drives a Ferrari and she lives in Beverly Hills. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she does. She's always getting pages right in the middle of our dates. She has to go somewhere right away. She's a mystery girl. And then she pays her tab all in singles. She comes into my car and says, "Oh my God, you're gonna think I'm a whore." She's a mystery girl.
Mystery.
She comes home really late in the evening, says she's not in the mood for love. She got rug burns on her knees. She's a mystery girl. No one knows where she's been. Once I found these weird fuzzy handcuffs in the top drawer of her dresser. She got a tattoo that says insert here. She's a mystery girl.
I didn't say where it was.
No one knows where she's been. She told me she was a virgin. Somehow, mysteriously, she gave me every kind of VD you can name. Oh, the pain from the mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. And every time I call her up, her machine says, "Felicia can't come to the phone." But she told me her name was Lisa. She's a mystery girl.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Time now for emails from our listeners. What do you have, Tom?
Oh, we've been talking a little bit about shop class and kiln day in art class. We all experience this, I hope schools are still doing. Some do shop class, some don't, which is sad. But
now it's in the vocational part of the school. Like you have to especially.
It's nice to have some skills.
Yeah,
I took woodworking for several years. There's metal shop, of course, but also we did have a kiln.
That's right. You are a woodworker. You announced that on the show one time.
Yeah. We did, but the kiln was, if anything in the entire school was dangerous, I think it might have been the lathes and the saws, but the kiln was like a practically police taped off.
Ah.
You couldn't get near it. We discussed making, I believe, Josh, you made an ashtray?
Yeah.
An ashtray, nice. Nice. This comes to us.
I regret not taking shop class. I wish I had done that. I did not. It was available. Mr. Geyer, it was available. I just didn't take it.
Did you have mechanics class?
We had it, but I never did not take it.
It's called auto shop, I think.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
They had like a garage out back. Yeah. People would pull in their cars. And
Well, there are some places where they essentially take an old car and turn it into a beautiful car, and then they sell it to somebody. That's a great year of fun stuff.
Is there a high school anywhere in the country that offers funereal services?
What?
A high school?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow. What a good question.
You know, introductory to embalming and...
Yeah, well, they
I mean, it's...
A good business.
It's a nothing but a growth business, am I right? Well, aren't your nieces or nephews?
My niece is a funeral director.
My first cousin.
There you go.
I'll just move forward here.
Okay. My high school had a flight simulator. I got to do that.
What?
Yeah. I was in aerospace. That was my track.
That's
at one
cool.
point. Yeah, it was really cool.
How old do you have to be to take flying lessons?
I don't know. I think you can do it pretty young.
Like 35.
So that's interesting.
No, you really can do it pretty young. I know some of my friends' kids have already gotten licensed. And
we get a story every now and then about an 18-year-old girl who flew around the world.
Yeah, that's cool. But in this case, this is a nice letter from J.D. He said, in 1973, I made my mom a ceramic ashtray. She used it all the way until her death at age 85.
Jesus.
That's a nice memory.
Should not have read this one.
Like he contributed to his mother's death?
J.D. still has the ashtray.
We circled right back to funereal services.
Thank you for taking the time to write. I guess the slant we took on this was you probably don't see them making ashtrays in art class anymore.
Probably not.
I'm guessing. But that leads to another letter.
I never got to take art class. I was asked to leave.
What?
Didn't you hear that story?
She made a crack pipe.
No. Our art department was overfilled, and the teacher looked at me and said, you know, I really don't think you're going to get much out of this. You might want to take an extra lit class. So I took a literature class.
You should be able to take both. This comes to us.
I got kicked out of typing class for being a smart aleck. Can you imagine?
And what'd you do? Type, I want to go take bodies and put something fluid in them?
Something about a sleeping dog and a fox jumping over a fence.
This comes to us from Robbie. He listens to the show on Spotify.
Robbie.
He goes, my art teacher was Mrs. Fister.
Oh,
by the way, Robbie lives in Missouri.
I don't believe you.
I would make clay pipes in art class. They were none the wiser. My stoner friends loved me.
Hmm.
Also, the shop teacher, Mr. Dozier.
All right.
I would make high-quality wood consoles. However, they had false bottoms where I could put my quote-unquote stash. Well, thank you. Hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Robbie. It's interesting. We were talking about in the book Going All the Way, Dan Wakefield, his character makes a stand for books that he can be in his bed and prop up books and or girly magazines, and they're none the wiser, you see. So he could use
girly magazines.
Yeah. In the 50s, what were the girly magazines? There were those. Was it Swank?
There are a lot of offshoots. Playboy was ahead of its time, right, when it came out.
Year did they come out?
There weren't any high class. I want to say 59 or something like that.
But I think the magazines were really dirty back then.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that was detective
magazines kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scantily clad women being threatened.
Yeah. Well,
this letter speaks to you, Tom, and shop class. Hello, Bob and Tom Show. What do you think Tom's old shop teacher, Mr. Woodall. would give for a grade on the doghouse he built with his children?
That's a great question. The answer would be probably a D. That is not my finest work.
And this is Tom, the truck driver. He said, I love the show, and it doesn't seem like a very hostile work environment at all there.
I think that
last part was sarcasm.
This is from Mr. Rigby in Salt Lake City, Utah. He goes, shop class. My teacher had a talent. If he caught you messing around, he would heave a block of wood across the room.
Oh.
He was capable of throwing two blocks at the same time and often could hit both kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes in the head.
Damn.
The last sentence reads, great times. God, I had forgotten about that. Wow. That is exact. Mr. Waddell would heave if you were screwing around. He would heave a chunk of wood at you. And he would those not go for the head. Yeah, but you know something? We deserved it.
I think we'd be a different country. We'd not gotten rid of corporal punishment. Am I right, really? On this? Yeah. Mm. I got whacks in school. 2 whacks, 3
apparently,
whacks.
Apparently not enough.
I beg your pardon.
Back to you. You have something over there?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I've noticed that Tom is no longer flamboyantly waving and slurping on 4 to 6 wooden stirring sticks at any point during the show. He seems to be preoccupied with his new wedding band.
It's both.
Yeah, you often talk about the wedding band tattoo. Not sure that's the route Tom should take, but he could invest in a Sharpie and try it out.
Yeah, I do. I spin this thing around.
Yep. Yeah, you're not used to it.
Not used to it.
That's Kim in Georgia.
Yeah, but I still have my stirring sticks. Now I have a stirring paddles and stirring sticks, by the way.
It is really something to see in person when Tom puts wooden stirring sticks in his mouth and sucks the liquid off of them. It's really something.
I asked a question yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you're a cop and you pull somebody over.
You have to tell them you're a cop.
That was not the question.
Oh.
If you see certain bumper stickers, does it bias you in any way? Because if I were a police officer, if I saw certain bumper stickers, that ticket's coming no matter what.
Okay.
This is anonymous police officer in a large Midwestern state. He goes, one of my favorite pastimes when it comes to bumper stickers, if I see a guy with the bumper sticker that says, only gay cops pull me over, I make a point to be as flamboyant as possible as I give them their ticket.
I haven't seen that bumper sticker.
I haven't either.
Well, I haven't either.
That's just asking for it.
Oh, no kidding. That is, wow. That's wrong in about 6 ways.
I might like to invest in a couple of those, see what happens.
God. As Josh pointed out, what is your favorite? What is that one? The peace? What is
coexist?
Whatever?
Coexist.
Yeah, the coexist. Yes, sir. As they
run you off the road.
As they cut you off.
Yeah.
And isn't there one? It's not a bumper sticker, but it's a metal actual attachment to the. It's got a fish with legs or something.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of variations on the fish thing.
Like Darwinism, I guess, or something.
Yeah. And there is a. Obviously, we've all seen the car that has 30 bumper stickers on it.
Yep.
And then they all just get erased in my head. You can't read all of them. Well, you got one over there, Christy?
I do. Yes. This is from Mick in Detroit, Metro Detroit. We were talking yesterday about the times to mow your lawn. He said, "I live in a typical suburban subdivision. I'm not sure what the local laws are, but my personal rule: weekday mowing starts anytime after 9. Saturday mowing anytime after 10 a.m." Sunday, no mowing.
That's a good rule. Mm. Sunday should be no mowing.
Yeah.
At all. It's the Lord's
it's a day.
Day
of rest.
Not in my neighborhood.
Oh, really?
There are crews there all the time. And
there are crews there all the time. That's what I was going to say, first of all.
My next door neighbor does his own lawn.
Kind of crews are in your neighborhood? Like lighting, power?
No, they have lawn mowers.
Lawn mowing crews.
Do you mow your own lawn?
I do not. No.
My Christy? Husband does.
Goodness, no.
He mows our lawn.
And Josh, you do? You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got the electric.
I'll never not mow my own lawn.
Andy likes it, yeah.
I've been looking at that electric lawnmower, maybe to do some trimming. And it's a gadget. I'm intrigued.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see.
Effective.
Yeah, no, those hours are way too late.
Late?
9?
No. People sleep in on the...
No, you can start mowing grass at 7:30.
On a weekday.
Sure.
Wow. Glad you don't live in my neighborhood.
If you start mowing grass at 7:30 in the morning, I'm going to circulate a petition in your neighborhood.
Well, I don't.
But it'd be okay if somebody got out and mowed the grass at 7:30 and woke you up.
I'm up.
Okay.
Pat, you up?
Please don't mow your grass on my day off. Because I'm relaxing, drinking beer, and watching golf. I'm gonna jam out to Sting and that song about Nabokov. So please don't mow your grass on my day off.
Don't stand.
You can mow your grass when I'm working on a Monday. But don't dare cut your lawn on a Sunday. That's my listening to music and having fun. Monday. And like the Bangles said, I don't have to run day. I'm gonna day drink on my day off. I'll make you a cocktail too, but it might be a Molotov. Oh. I want to spend the day carefree, so don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to me. So please don't mow your grass, or I'm gonna have to kick your ass. So please don't mow your grass on my day off.
Lovely.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Did you ever have the...
There are teams of men at some point in my neighborhood during the week that are... Everybody gets their lawn mowed. It seems like the same time.
Oh, really?
I don't know why I was...
Yeah, they got huge trucks with two or three really nice...
The zero-turn radius.
Zero-turn. And those things, they scare me because there'll be one... You're driving along and there's a guy coming right for the... And you, oh, my God, I'm going to hit him. And then he's got the zero-turn.
Yep.
Those are really cool. What if you sneeze, though, right when you're at the road's edge? Are you going to... Okay.
That could happen.
I've never been on one.
You've mentioned this before, and I don't know if you ever had them. We were talking about bumper stickers. Have you ever had or seen the ass, gas, or grass bumper sticker?
I've never seen it personally. I think my dad, the first time I heard that about that saying, my dad said it.
Yeah, it was a saying in the 70s.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. I guess it was if you're a hitchhiker.
Yeah. Which you don't see much anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I hitchhiked once.
Thank God for Uber.
I baled hay one morning in July in central Ohio, and I thought I was going to die. So I quit at lunch and hitchhiked home, and I'm not making any of this up. A very nice gentleman hairdresser picked me up, and we had a lovely time. He took me right to my door, Tom. Mm. He was very interested in where I live.
I bet.
It was nice that he would engage me in a conversation.
He's a friendly guy.
I'd had an especially rough morning.
Yeah.
That was the last time you hitchhiked.
He could tell, yes, but certainly not by choice. I would have been, I'm still open to hitchhiking. You don't know. Maybe it's me on the side of the road hitchhiking. Got my thumb out.
Okay.
It's pretty scary.
The Leather Express.
Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
No. I don't think I would either. I don't know. I might, you know, if she's hot. No, I don't think I'd pick
like
up.
The same attitude that guy had.
Right,
because you were kind of a hot kid.
Oh, he's hot.
As a teen, you were kind of pudgy. Is there a name for that in that sphere?
Big for my age. I don't know. Maybe a junior porker. I don't know. Something like that, maybe.
A cub.
Yeah, instead of a bear, a cub.
I blame myself.
A cubby bear.
That ass, gas, or grass thing was sort of a, I don't know, like a trope. I don't know what you, but I have never actually seen the bumper sticker.
No.
Isn't it in a song?
Is it?
It's some old song, yeah.
I want to say Southern the Eagles, rock, but I don't
Eagles,
think that's.
Yeah.
What?
I think so. Maybe not.
Oh, well, we'll have to find out.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Commander Cody or something, maybe.
Well, Commander Cody has I'm Down to Seeds and Stems Again Blues.
Oh, man, I tell you, when it comes to lyrics, it begins and ends with Commander Cody.
Billy C. Farlow.
Smoke that cigarette.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.